All right. Wednesday evening, 5:10:23. Yeah, it is too loud now, echoey. Thank you, Lord. All right, angels, we need your help. Need you adjust. Okay. All right, the title of this is called Ascension. We're going to look into a topic that we hear a lot. I don't think people even know what the heck they're talking about. It's just a term they use because it's a term they've heard. So we're going to look in the Bible. Is ascension biblical? This is what we're going to dive into. All right, it seems that all you hear anymore is ascension, 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 ascension. And I'm thinking, Lord, do they even know what they're talking about? It seems that there's different perspectives of what that means, and so we're going to look and see what the Bible says about it. All right, some people are fearful. Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to ascend with everybody else. Will I make it? You know, like it's something that if their attitude's not right, they won't make it. Kind of, you know. All right, let's see what the Bible has to say. We're going to start looking at some scriptures, and then as I go along, we're going to look up some things in these scriptures. The first one's in Psalm 24. Verse 3, it says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? It goes on to say, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Okay. All right. Let's keep going here. 139 Psalms. Verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. All right. Now look at Isaiah. This is chapter 14. There's really a lot of scriptures with that word in it. 14:13. Well, let's start with 12. This is talking about Satan. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And God says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. We know that's Revelation chapter 20, verses 1, 2, and 3. Okay. All right, Ezekiel chapter 38. I'll look at verse 9 there. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. In the Strong's Concordance, this is number 5927 in the Hebrew. It means to be high, mount, literally or figuratively. I thought about this scripture when I heard this, Isaiah 40:31. To go back a little bit, the word mount. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay. mount is the same, 5927, as ascend. In the New Testament, we have several scriptures also. We're going to look at those. John 6, 62. What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. Okay. John 20, 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. All right, let's get over into the epistles here. Romans 10, 8. Well, that's not it. All right, let me look. Maybe I typed it wrong. Well, I don't know what it was. 10:8. Well, I didn't get it copied down right, so I don't know what it is. All right, we'll go on. Revelation 17:8. The beast, verse 8, Revelation 17, 8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. All right? In the Greek, this is 305, and it means to go up. All right, it's easy to understand literally what this is saying. But the figurative or spiritual part of this is a little more in depth. And so we're going to, you know, get in there. The trend today is that the deep state has put fluoride into our water to dumb down our pineal gland. That is why so many people are still asleep. Isn't that what's floating around? Don't you hear that everywhere? Mm-hmm. That you're... It has decalcified your pineal gland, and that's where your third eye is. Weird. Anyway, I'm thinking, all I can think about is some Buddha guru meditation garbage. But that you hear that pretty common among all truthers or whatever, podcasters. All right? I think this is about a boatload of garbage. Okay, and I will show you according to scripture that it is indeed a boatload of garbage. Okay, all right, here's some more scriptures on ascended. We're going to look at those before. I want y'all to get this. If you hear this, you'll know. You won't be thinking, what in the heck are they talking about? Why do they keep bringing this up? Where is this coming from? This is Psalm 68, 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. All right, let's keep going. I don't want to tarry too much on these. Just want you to see where these words are in the scriptures. Proverbs 30, verse 4. Who hath ascended up into the heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? All right. Now go to John, chapter 3, verse 13. too far. And no man, this is Jesus talking here, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So he says, no, none have come down from heaven. Well, we know the devil was cast down, but no person, no, yeah. All right, John 20, 17. And this is Jesus again saying, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go unto my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father. I think I read that a while ago. Sorry if that's a repeat. All right, Acts 2:34. It says here, for David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. Yeah, we know the Old Testament saints did not go to heaven. They went to paradise. But when Jesus rose from the dead, it said many, when he rose up out of the grave, many rose up with him, and then they went on to heaven with him. See, because he emptied paradise. Till that time, nobody could go until Jesus did what he did. All right? All right, I read Acts 2:34, right? All right, Acts 25:1. Now when Festus was coming to the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. So we're seeing literal and spiritual. All right, Ephesians 4. Verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Okay, Revelation 8:4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. So our prayers ascend up to God. All right, Revelation 11:12. In fact, there's a part there, I think it's when the seals are open. It talked about the prayers. Yeah. All right, 11:12. Of Revelation. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Oh, that was the word ascended. This is the word ascending. A few more. Bear with me. Genesis 28:12. This is Jacob. It's kind of interesting about Jacob. There was a post about the Destiny Stone? The Destiny Stone. The Destiny Stone supposedly was the rock that Jacob slept on when he had the vision. And that stone has officially, you're not considered a true monarch unless you're, what do they do, the ceremony? And you're sitting on the Destiny Stone. It fits under the throne the monarch sits in when they are coronated. And it was stolen. It really was the Scots. You know, Trump was in Scotland. And people say, well, you know, he really is the king of the world. Was he coronated at that time? We don't know. When the Charles fake stuff was going on. Okay. All right. What did I tell y'all? 28:12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it. That's how they get around. All right, 1 Samuel 28:13. This is when Saul goes to the witch of Endor. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sayest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God's ascending out of the earth. All right, now go to John 1. There is a point to all this. At least you're going to know there's all kinds of scriptures about this. All right, John 1:51. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. All right, this was probably the scripture I was talking about in Revelation. This is Revelation 7:2. Well, no, it isn't. But anyway, this is after the four angels, you know, four corners of the earth. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. This is what I believe that the Holy Spirit showed me based on these scriptures. I want to look at Matthew 15:14. You know, when I hear all this stuff, I go to the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you say about this? Because I don't really care what they say. I want to know what you have to say about these things. Because that's all that matters. 15:14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. What does the word blind mean? Opaque or as if smoky. You know how when the dirt's blowing out here, how it looks? All right, we're going to look at some scriptures on this. Turn with me to Matthew 23 now. Jesus said, woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold of the temple that sanctifieth the gold. All right. 19. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift. All right, 24, ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Then 26, thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean. See, they did all the outward things to try to clean themselves up and to look good and holy. But Jesus said inside different places, he said, you're like dead men's bones. You clean up the outside of the cup, but you don't do anything about the inside. Well, I think this is what's going on with this garbage. All right, Luke 6:39. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? There's a lot of garbage floating around out there. And it bothers me because it's deceiving people. All right, John 9:39. And what bothers me even more, they're Christians. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth." See, the stuff that's coming forth, they come forth as if they know. And they don't. They're messed up as Hogan's goat. Romans 2:19. And, okay, let's see. "And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law." All right, let's keep going here. I hope y'all are getting a little bit of a picture of what I'm trying to say. All right, that was Romans. All right, Revelation 3:17. "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Yeah. All right, here's one. We're going to look at some scriptures about blinded. John 1:40. I don't think that's it, because that doesn't look like. I think I got it wrong again. Sorry. Let's move on. 2 Corinthians 3:14. "But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ." All right, 2 Corinthians 4:4. "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." All right, 1 John 2:11. "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." All right, right there in the Strong's, it means to make blind or obscure. All right, Romans 11:7. "What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded." Right here, this is what it means, blinded. "A kind of stone to render stupid or callous." The enemy has people chasing their tails. They're cleaning out their stuff that has fluoride in it. Just another look here, not over there, to the real problem, which is propaganda. It's the doctrine. It's the doctrine that's floating around. It's rampant. It's everywhere. Right? They're pushing their narrative and people are doing just what they want them to do. All right, let's look at blindness. This is Romans 11, 25. Have you ever heard, I remember the one where the little boy could pitch really good, you know, and he was in the big leagues. Anyway, he's playing this video game. It's back before kids were so into it. And I remember Gary Busey looking at him and saying, "That's going to make you stupid." I thought, nothing could have been more true. That's going to make you stupid. All right, Romans 11, 25. "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happening to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Okay, one more here, Ephesians 4:18. Well, it's not one more, but Ephesians 14, 4:18. I'm sorry, 4:18. "Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." See, people will sit in front of their televisions or whatever, and they will sit and listen to the propaganda. And you try to tell them, and they don't want to know anything that you have to say. But they're in front of that TV, and they're listening to everything that comes down the pike, and they believe it. And these are Christians. All right there, blindness means stupidity or callousness. These programmers repeat this narrative over and over repeatedly. They believe it, and I guess most of their listeners do too. But Satan is the mind blinder. The god of this world has blinded the minds. They've been doing it since we've been alive. That means to make blind or obscure. They are wise to foolishness and stupid or callous to the truth. See, they're trying to get people to do anything in the flesh to try to, it just keeps people stirred up and scared all the time. Whether it be preparing out of fear. Whatever it might be, that's what the devil uses. And he's got a lot of willing people to just push his narrative for him. Even in the ones that we think are good. They're just as messed up and blinded as, well, they are. All right. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to obedience of Christ." Oh, what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear, what we're going to do, oh, what are we going to do? Isn't that what we're talking about here? That push to take care of yourself and try to do something to take care of yourself. God never intended that to be. Is getting fluoride, quit using fluoride, is that the answer? All right. Matthew 15. The Lord just keeps bringing this up and keeps bringing this up. And I guess if he keeps bringing it up, I'll just keep bringing it. That's all I know to do. People have got their list of stuff. All right, 15:10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. See, they get you thinking a certain way, and then you get to speaking it, and they don't have to do anything. They just sit back and laugh at the stupid sheeple. Been doing it for years. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? See, people, if you tell them the truth, they get offended at you. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind, leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? They don't understand. It goes right into acid. It goes into acid. No, but when I eat this, this happens. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You know why? Propaganda. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, the production center, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Well, they told me that I ought to do this. Murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. See, they thought that they were holy because they did the law, and they were vipers in their hearts. Mark 7. You know what defile means? It means profane. Mark 7, 14. When he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There's nothing, absolutely nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. Why do they use propaganda? Because they know. They know. They know if they can get you to start jabbering it out, that you will, faith. They know. They saw God create. I'm convinced of it. They know how it works. The inner to him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house, from the people his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? That's why I said, don't take a thought saying. Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. Isn't purging, isn't that cleansing? I can't tell you how many of them sell the detox stuff. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. I mean, all these doctors, they think they're helping, but they got all these protocols for all the spike proteins and all the awful things that are happening and going on. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. I'd probably be accurate to say that most Christians probably don't even know about this. I mean, unless they're Word of Faith people, I don't think probably they even know anything about this. And even Word of Faith people don't seem to act like they do. I mean, when they get on their channels and they spend 5 minutes giving you any update, and they spend the next 15 minutes giving you all the tinctures and all the stuff they're selling for all these things, and it's just, it's weary. It makes you weary. All right, defile, profane. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm sure the devil and his minions are having a good laugh over there over the stupidity. Think about this. Oh, I'm not sure that I will be able to make it. Will I be able to ascend? All right. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter, I don't know if it's 11. I got a typo there. 1 Corinthians 11. Let me look. 15. Oh, okay. It's 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So God's going to change us. All right, the Strong's, the word change there means to make different. To make different. What is this all about? What is this all about? It's about the mindset. What we're talking about is about your mindset, all right? The only place that Satan comes at us is there. That's where the weapons of our warfare are engaged. It's a mental battle that he comes against us. His goal is to keep people stupid and callous to the word. In the garden, the man and woman had no anti-thinking to contend with until the serpent showed up. I personally believe that God's will for us is to live forever in the garden like he intended in the beginning. They didn't even know that they were naked. I don't believe they were. Just like God gave fur, hair, feathers, scales, and shells to his creation, man had spiritual clothes. He just lost his clothes whenever he sinned. Just imagine no devil messing with your mind. Not ever a thought that would deter you in any way. This is heaven on earth. Just think about living the way you do, and you never give a thought. Fear never, ever enters the picture. You never have that dogging you. That's heaven. That's heaven. Nothing but peace. Just peace. Just enjoyment and peace. Just the opposite of what it is now. All right, Romans 12. Verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, when you're convinced and you know these things, then you see it. You're no longer blinded to Satan's propaganda. Conform means to fashion alike. Transform means to change. That's what changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, means to make different. All right, Romans, back a few pages, 8:49. Well, it's not 49. Boy, okay. Now, what in the world? Let me look here. Sometimes I get to typing so fast. All right, 29, I think, is what it is. Write that. To be transformed is to be changed or transfigured, it says. Transfigured. Like Jesus was the transfiguration on the mount. Well, what happened there? Well, Moses and Elijah came down, and it was like they stepped into another realm, right? Another realm. All right. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. See, that's why Jesus walked here. If you think about the things that Jesus did, he did things that no one had ever seen before. He brought heaven to earth. But he was a flesh and blood man, and he walked on the earth, but he did these things. Right there, that word means jointly formed. Jointly formed. I believe that God will change us back to where Adam and Eve were. And with no devil on the scene, then we'll be able to go back to Eden, which I have heard that a few times from a few programmers, and I wonder, do they really know what they're saying? Go back to Eden? But everywhere we go, people are scared, they're frightened. And, you know, and I wanted to say something about, I was talking to Danny about it today. I heard Phil say that his intel source was higher than Charlie's intel source, so his was right. But I disagree with that, and the reason that I do is because a military man that's not involved in it is not going to know. He knows what he knows, the area he's in. And Q, they say less than 10 really know. In fact, they say only about 2 really know everything. So they can't know everything. They can't know everything about everything. I know there was a deal between 107 and Charlie Ward about them differing on things. Juan knows what Juan knows, but he's not in the QFS. He's not the expert in it. So everybody has their field of expertise, but that does not mean, I mean, if they're not in it at all, how are they going to be the expert in it? So that's what I think when you hear that kind of stuff, you just go, you know, just because you may be higher in the military rank, that does not mean you have more knowledge about it. You may have it in your area of expertise, but that doesn't mean you have it in this. So we need to relax about that. I believe the Lord's taking care of it. Absolutely and totally. Anyway, I just wanted to address that because I hear that so much. And if you hear it, you'll know what they're talking about. You'll know what the Bible has to say about it. And then you can say, it's just a bunch of, you know. It's really about your mind. It's about your mindset. It's how you view things. And maybe you know somebody that's hearing all of this, and you'll be able to help them and say, well, you know, that's just a word in the Bible. If you're born again and you're ready to go, then you shouldn't be concerned about it. All right.
Read Colossians 3:1-2, please.
Colossians 3:1-2. Okay.
If that's not ascension, what you're talking about, I don't know what
it is. Okay, Colossians 3:1-2. Yeah, it is. And I think I've even taught this before. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, or Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. You're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
That word affection means mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to Philippians. What do you dwell on? Good, lovely, good report. I mean, well, I'll just look at it. Because whatever you dwell on, if you're dwelling on what they're saying and they're fear-mongering, I'm not saying they even mean to be. They're bringing probably all they know. Right here. finally, my brethren, and well, verse 7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, Paul was an example. Just follow me as I follow Christ. Don't get all bent out of shape about it. All right.